And here's a sound classical music fans in Minnesota haven't heard in a while. The Minnesota Orchestra hasn't performed in its concert hall in Minneapolis in more than 15 months. The musicians were in a labor dispute, but yesterday they agreed to a new contract ending the longest orchestral work stoppage in U.S. history. Our last word in business today, finally, the show will go on.
Musicians were locked out in 2012 after rejecting management's proposal to cut salaries by as much as 40%. During the 488-day standoff, the orchestra's music director resigned in protest, and the Minnesota Orchestra became a symbol for arts institutions struggling to match rising costs with declining attendance.
The new contract cut salaries by 15%. The musicians also agreed to pay a greater share of healthcare costs. They will at least return to work on an improved stage. The $50 million renovation of the Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis continued even during the orchestra's ultimate showstopper. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.